The Titanic. Voices from the BBC Archives. When the RMS Titanic was launched in Belfast in 1911, she was to be the biggest and most luxurious ship ever built. On the night of April the 14th, 1912, 4 days into her maiden voyage, she struck an iceberg in the North Atlantic and sank with the loss of over 1,500 lives.
As I watched, I could see her bow getting deeper and deeper in the water, with the foremast sticking up above the surface, whilst her stern lifted higher and higher, till it was right out of the water. When she got to an angle of about 60 degrees, there was a sullen sort of rumbling roar, as her massive boilers all left their beds and went crashing down through the bulk's heads and everything that stood in their way. Up to that moment, she had stood out as clear with her rows of electric lights all burning. When the boilers broke away, she was, of course, plunged into absolute darkness. Though her huge black outline was still perfectly distinct up against the stars and sky. Slowly, she reared up on end, till at last, she was absolutely perpendicular. Then, quite quietly, but quicker and quicker, she seemed just to slide away under the surface and disappear.